Good morning. We are going to begin the Dvar Torah on the Parsha this week on Parsha Vayigash, and we're doing it Lezecha Nishmat Yosef ben Miriam and Farha bat Dina. In the Parsha, it talks about how Yosef HaTzadik, who's now the second in command in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, so he's negotiating with his brothers. And Vayigashel of Yehuda, Yehuda comes and says, how could you do this? Take Binyamin, it's going to cause our father, Chas v'shalom, our father may get sick, they're so attached, and how could you take away Binyamin? And Yosef reveals himself and says, I am Yosef. So the Midrash says, the Pasuk says, Nivalu mipanav, they were frightened. The people were so frightened. The brothers were so frightened. Why were they so frightened? So the Midrash says that this is a parable of how it's going to be when a person gets to the Day of Judgment. A person should live for 120 years, we should be healthy, we should be happy, but afterwards there's a time of reckoning, there's a time of with the Bet Din Shalmala, with the heavenly court, there's a tribunal, there's a judgment. And it says a person is going to hear the revelation. Hashem says, Ani Hashem! Ooh, and there's going to be a terrible fright. But the Mefarshim explain that there's a cheshbon here. Because why was Yosef doing this whole thing? Why did Yosef make believe that he doesn't know who they were, and he made this whole shtick, and then he puts the goblet, the kos, into Binyamin's bag, and now he wants to take Binyamin away. What's he doing? He's trying to test them. How are they going to react? And then when they said, we're not going to let Binyamin, we're going to take him back, we're going to save Binyamin, we're going to do anything to defend Binyamin. So then Yosef says, and what about Yosef? What about last time when your brother was being sold, when Yosef was being sold, why didn't you guys say, what's going to happen to our father? Oh, that's the cheshbon. When you compare and you contrast how people do things, and this is a big taina, this is a big accusation, this is a big question. Because we come up with excuses. Sometimes we have to go do a mitzvah, and we say, it's too hard, it's too dear, I'm too tired. And then somebody comes and says, hey, let's go have some fun. And all of a sudden you get so tired. Why? I thought you were tired and you had no energy. You were going to go to sleep. And all of a sudden you go out for an hour or two. So there's a contrast. And Hashem is going to say, where were you when? What's your excuse? Why? What's the Midrash, the story with Eliyahu HaNavi meets the fisherman. And the fisherman, he says, why don't you study Torah every day? He says, oh, I have no head, I have no brains, I can't think, I can't do anything. So he says, how's business? Ah, business is great, I made so much money. How did you make all the business? Oh, I figured out how to do this, I figured out... How did you figure all that out? If you have no brains, you have no head, you have no sechel, all of a sudden it comes to business, you're such a genius. Ah, if you were such a genius, why didn't you study Torah? Kavati itim le-Torah, you have to have time for Torah study every day. Person has to have time for Torah study, and we have to have time for prayer, and we have to have time for chesed, for mitzvot. And a person can't say, I can't, because how come when in other ways you do have it? So Hashem will use our own actions against us. And that's the cheshbon with Yosef. Yosef, ooh, nivalu mipanav. Yeah, now all of a sudden they want to defend Binyamin. Why didn't you also defend Yosef? That's the question. And we have to know that this is a lesson for all of us, that we have to be more honest. We have to make a cheshbon nefesh, and we have to say, how come when the shoe was on the other foot, I was so makpid, I was so concerned, how come now you're not concerned? And this is a chizuk, this is a way to help us to be more careful. The Yetzer Hara tries to fool us, but we have to think. We have to be careful. We have to. There's a story of a guy who always came late to shul. always came late to shul, like 10, 15 minutes late to shul. So one day the rabbi met him, and the rabbi said, you know, I see you always come late to shul, but I would imagine you also come late to work. That you always come late, you probably come late to work also. And the guy was so embarrassed because he never came late to work. The guy never came late to work. So he made a cheshbon ha-nefesh, and from then on he came on time to shul. Because he said, look, if I come on time, when I have to go to work, I come on time. Because I'm afraid for the boss, I'm afraid for the customers, I don't want to lose business. So when you come to shul, don't you know that the Borei Olam is the source of all blessing? Oh, you come on time to work, come on time to davening, to prayer also. And that's how we have to analyze our actions and how we do things and make sure to do tikkunim. We should be zocher that Hashem will help us more when we try to do more, and we should be zocher b'siyata d'shmaya, with Hashem's help.